Three altcoins with massive upside potential.
These three projects are extremely undervalued.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about three altcoins that have massive upside potential to give your portfolio a huge boost.
All three of these are absolute bangers, extremely undervalued. The third one, I'm really excited about. So make sure you guys tune into the end because that one is very special. But let's start off right away with discussing what makes a project undervalued. Look at the market cap. Look at the problems they're solving. Look at the real-world application, the utility of the token, and you can understand, like, look, when the mainnet goes live or when their device launches, you can see, holy shit, this is going to attract a lot of users, putting a lot of demand into the project and into the token, which is going to drive the value of that token up in theory.
Look, let's be honest. The market is presenting a lot of interesting opportunities right now. As Bitcoin has been in this kind of sideways downward chop, people are getting liquidated everywhere. People are, you know, the impatience in the market is very easy to see. But what's happening right now is quality altcoins with real teams solving real problems that are set up for very successful futures have pulled back 50, 60, 70% from their all-time highs, which they reached only like less than 6 months ago, right? So instead of, you know, being a sheep and selling the bottom of these legitimate projects, what I would, you know, what I'm doing and what I recommend doing, although this is not financial advice, this is just my personal opinion, is look at the real projects because we're still in the middle of a crypto bull market cycle. There is going to be a lot more money, in my opinion, flowing into the market, and the rush to quality will happen fast. So when you take these opportunities that the market presents itself and you look at very undervalued legitimate projects like the three coins that we are going to discuss today, that is how you boost your portfolio. You find good projects that have pulled back massively from their all-time highs, you buy the lows, and you sit on your hands and you wait, right? And patience is hard, but when you learn about what these projects have got going on, I think you can kind of figure it out.
Max Payne is missing max gains. Max Payne is selling at the bottom because you see the market is red and you're in fear. And you're like, oh my God, I got to preserve my capital. I should have taken profits earlier, all these things. And you do it at the bottom. And then what happens a few weeks later and the altcoins start to rip, you miss that opportunity to finally make some life-changing gains. And I can speak to this because, you know, earlier on in my days when I first started getting into crypto and all these things, many, many years ago, 8 years ago or so, I was a victim of this. So I'm speaking from experience. You're speaking from experience. We know when there is a good project that has excellent tokenomics, has a real team, real utility, there is going to be a catalyst that's going to catapult these into, you know, the top 100 coins. So let's dive into the three that we have today.
For sure. So the first one is one of the most legit projects in all of crypto. They have a real team. They have massive partnerships, huge catalysts. And the market cap right now is very, very low. I think this could be a multi-billion dollar altcoin. And the market cap at time of recording is like 40, 50 mil, right? So you've probably heard of this one if you've been following the show. One of the most undervalued altcoins in crypto right now is Axon DAO.
Look, you can go onto their website and you can see they are part of the NVIDIA Inception program. They are making inroads and creating a true official partner with NVIDIA. They're creating the roadmap for this. There is no other project in crypto that will have an official NVIDIA partnership. They also have a grant from Polygon. there's not a lot of projects that receive, you know, money from some one of the top projects in the industry with the Ethereum ETF coming through. You know, you have to imagine anything that touches Ethereum is going to do quite well. Mm-hmm. This is a team that has listened to the community and has delivered on every single promise. And this is a real team with real scientists. And they've been around. This project has been operating since 2014 as a telemedicine company, as a tech startup. Mm. There's going to be a lot of money that flows into this project because of what they're doing. And one of the most unique use cases for this is the fact that they're using AI, they're leveraging AI and using biometrics to detect, you know, stuff in your voice. So they can determine if you are developing a disease or not, like Parkinson's or dementia, et cetera. Where I see this project gaining a ton of users from is going to be from the fact that you can provide voice data and be paid in Ethereum or AXGT or Bitcoin.
Right.
All you have to do is speak into a device and you're getting paid in crypto.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, this is the undisputed leader of the DeSci category. It's a category that we are bullish on. It's niche right now, but it's a real industry. They're targeting, you know, a multi-billion or maybe even trillion-dollar sector of, like, medical research. You know, biotech is such a massive industry that is ripe for disruption via decentralization. You know, we saw Bitcoin disrupt the finance industry being the decentralized finance. We saw BitTensor starting to disrupt AI being decentralized AI. We think the same thing will happen with science and medical research, with AxeNDAO being the undisputed leader. We like to find leaders of sectors that are undervalued so that when the entire sector starts to become more mainstream, you know, when we start to see bigger institutions and bigger names starting to talk about science, you know, whether it be Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, who knows when crypto starts to become a bit more accepted in mainstream, when these big pharmaceutical companies are going to start saying, well, maybe we should start looking at decentralization. Well, AxeNDAO is going to be one of the first companies that comes to everyone's mind. So when the whole DeSci sector rips, AxeNDAO is a leader. That's why we want to position ourselves now when no one's, you know, quote unquote, no one's talking about it, right? And as you said, they're ticking all the boxes. What have they done? You know, this is still a very young company. The token's only been alive since February. So only a few months. They've already bridged from Ethereum to Arbitrum. They've already bridged to Base. They've got some interesting connections, it seems, that potential, you know, in the Telegram, if you read between the lines, it looks like there might be a potential Coinbase listing.
For sure.
They've got some deals with multi-billion dollar institutions down the track in the United States of America. This is a fully regulated company. It's not going to be deemed a security. There's no staking. So they're setting themselves up for a long and successful career in the United States, which is, you know, making moves to potentially be, you know, depending on who becomes the president, much more crypto friendly in the future, right? So AxeNDAO keeps delivering. They're in a very valuable sector in science. And I think it's extremely undervalued. Like, it has to be part of my portfolio.
When you look at, like, those studies, you know, you can, like, go to these clinics and you can, like, provide data, you know, like blood work or whatever, and they pay $15,000 or $10,000 to provide your information. Mm-hmm. And they use that for these clinical trials and whatnot so they can start patenting and developing these drugs. This whole process takes a lot of time and energy, but it's a very profitable industry. It's huge. It's like billions, if not trillions of dollars. Mm-hmm. AxeNDAO is allowing you to do this from these devices. So they're tapping into this billion-trillion-dollar industry. With these scientists who are on this platform, you can now start investing. These scientists are almost becoming like coins, if you will. And you can start partaking and investing in these scientists, the products and projects that they're building, and you can become an owner through the AXGT token for the success of whatever happens with these scientists and the projects that they've developed. There's huge problems with current science, you know, the data centralization that you currently see. The funding is impossible to receive. The data privacy, there's a lot of exposure to data, and then the data sharing as well. AxeNDAO has solved all four of these problems. Mm. And I think, like you said, all it takes is for one giant player or anybody to start to see, oh my God, there is this solution. There is this thing that we can start utilizing. It's going to spread like wildfire. And I think it's better to be positioned early than it is to be positioned late.
100%. I mean, we already see they're starting to have some spaces with Mario Nafal, who has like 2 million followers on X. The word is slowly spreading. I think If they become an official NVIDIA partner, which no other crypto partner project is, that can be a massive catalyst. If they get listed on Coinbase, that can be a massive catalyst. There's a lot of interesting things going on. I think this isn't a meme coin, right? This is something that's going to take a little bit more time, takes a little bit more, understanding of what problems they're actually solving. But if you want to look at massively undervalued projects with real teams and real roadmaps, Axie Now has to be on the list.
Yeah, when you look at like their AXG allocations too, I want to go over this very quickly. Like 17% of the circulation is in supply. People are like, oh my God, there's just one token, there's one wallet holding 85% of the tokens. Yeah, it's for the fucking treasury. Like, learn how to read the tokenomics and understand like what you're saying, because if you go through the tokenomics of all these other projects and you look, it's like 40% for the team, 20% for advisors. Yeah. It's like a super small amount is actually used for the actual project.
Yep.
49% of the tokens are locked in a multi-sig for the treasury. They have the DeSci treasury, the data, the liquidity pools, the Axie DAO admin. So the Axie DAO admin, only 15%, and then the pre-sale, 12%. The rest of the entire circulating supply is all for the project.
Right, for the ecosystem.
75% of the entire supply is for that.
Huge.
There's not many projects have tokenomics like that.
It's a legit project. Like, it's as legit as they come. We've been on it from the start. It's in a massive pullback right now. I think, when you start to see more money, more liquidity coming back into the crypto market, I could see AXGT for sure getting to $1 billion market cap or more. So
easily.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move on to the next one. And this is another project that, we've been bullish on that's in a massive pullback right now. And they just completed a massive pivot, which I think increases the potential valuation for the token, tremendously. And that used to be Syntropy. Now it's Synternet. The ticker is NOAI.
Yes.
NOIA.
NOIA, that's right. So they used to be Syntropy, and they were doing a lot of work with like latency, trying to improve internet speeds and all that stuff. And they saw a lot of positive work with that, but this is a very smart project, started in 2019. They've been around for a while. This is not one of those anonymous startups that just came out in February 2024. This is 2019.
Yep.
A majority of their tokens are unlocked. I think it's like 80% or so. And mainnet is fast approaching. And this is why it's so important to be paying attention to Synternet now. A, when mainnet goes live, it is a layer one. And it's a very extremely undervalued layer one when you look at the other ones in the space that have multi-billion-dollar valuations. But it's this data layer that has these extremely economic incentives to be utilized. This data layer essentially, and this, you have to realize, Synternet is the only project in the space doing this. There's Chainlink, which provides, off-chain data to Web3.
Yep.
This is providing Web3 data off-chain and to all the other Web3 dApps.
Right.
On-chain data in real time from any chain. No other project is doing this. And every single category, AI, DPIN, IoT, real-world assets, DeFi, they will all require real-time data.
Yep.
On-chain.
100%. I mean, like, what is more valuable than data? Any project on any blockchain needs data to perform. You build entire platforms, ecosystems based off of data. So if you have data on Ethereum and you want to use it on Arbitrum or Base or Solana or whatever, you need an interoperable data layer. So that's what Syntropy was really kind of crafting. They were the data layer for Web3, and the token and the valuation was based on the data layer. So now the data layer has become basically their protocol. And they have built an entire layer one, because what they realized is that they have so many developers that actually want to build standalone dApps based on data. There's going to be so many valuable dApps going forward that are based on data coming from off-chain, onto on-chain, interoperable, that you actually need an entire layer one ecosystem to cater towards all these developers. Because with a layer one ecosystem comes much more customization, the ability to build different dApps, and for the token, the potential valuation for a layer one is much, much higher, because when you start to compare it to other successful layer ones that are in the multi-billions of valuation, then you see, wow, NOIA, the token, this is tremendously undervalued in our opinion, obviously, again, not financial advice, but you're talking about a token that has a valuation of a fraction of a billion. So if you think that data is very important for Web3, and if you think that moving data across chains and being interoperable is important, then Synternet has to be a part of your portfolio, because they are now the only one that's built a layer one for specific data interoperability. It's great.
To me, it's the data layer that is going to drive the NOI token up when you understand it. This incentivizes participation from There's publishers and there's subscribers. So the publishers are the ones who are providing the data, the real-time data. And they've already seen publishers like Oasis, Injective, who else do they have? Peak, which is all three massive players in this space.
Yep.
They are rewarded for providing real-time incentivized data, like BitTensor, and you provide really good models, you get rewarded in that.
Right.
So this NOI token is going to start being distributed to these publishers. The subscribers have to pay in NOI tokens to get access to this real-time data. So the NOI token is gas. It's being burned on both ends.
Yep.
It is going to cause, when Mainnet goes live very soon, or maybe by the time we launch this episode, it's already live because it's this quarter, the NOI token is going to see a ton of consumption. This is all happening from just testnet.
Yep.
When the mainnet goes live, I'm telling you, this token is going to get burned up like crazy from all these subscribers and publishers. The smart projects are already utilizing it. I can only imagine huge partnerships moving forward to get access to this real-time data that nobody else is providing.
NOIA is going to become, it's gas for data, right?
Yeah.
So that is a very important catalyst. It is a very bullish catalyst in our opinion. So CentreNet has to be on your list for most undervalued altcoins right now. All right, let's move on to our third one. Now, this is an altcoin. Again, this is such an undervalued pick. This is one that we've been talking about for, you know, the better part of maybe a year and a half now. It's probably one of the most undervalued AI coins. It's a layer one. There are so many extremely bullish updates and catalysts for it. And it's probably one that you might have heard us talk about before. It's Orichain.
This is another layer one for AI based apps that started in 2020. Again, one of those projects that's been out for a while. It's a layer one for AI. There's virtually no other projects that are a layer one specifically for AI dApps. They have an Oracle, they have bridges, they have GPU clouds, which is like the AI model training computation infrastructure that's required. They've made some really amazing developments recently, like their block times. And these block times are really important when you're dealing with extremely important data that needs to be transferred from one data set to the other. Their block times have gone from 6 seconds down to 0.77 seconds.
Yep.
This is a big deal because that's faster than Avalanche, Near, Algorand. Those all sit between 1 and 4 seconds. Just to give you some context,
yeah,
this is essential for AI-based automations and the AI agents, which I believe will be a big talking point in the near future. These AI agents like doing autonomous tasks.
For sure.
Not many people,
lightning fast, right?
Not many people are talking about that right now. Yeah. So I think that alone is just like pretty big.
One thing that I saw that they've done recently, which I think is extremely bullish for the project, is the Orichain Foundation acquired a bunch of NVIDIA and RTX GPUs, which are now rented by dApps on Orichain, on the layer one blockchain. So there's GPU staking. So you can stake SCRI and users can earn USDC from GPU revenue. So we always talk about projects like Render or Aether or whatever, like projects that are renting out cloud computing. Well, Orichain kind of has this element now built into their ecosystem because they've bought a bunch of GPUs and people can stake and earn GPU revenue that's being consumed on the Orichain blockchain. That is really cool. I think that's going to be a massive catalyst for people getting into Orichain and locking up their Ori token to earn USDC from staked GPU.
Especially because Orichain offers these trustworthy proofs, which no other project is doing. You can earn USDC from the GPU revenue. So you're getting a share of that. And it also, with this GPU staking, it's auto compounding an extra 13% APY.
Mm.
Like, it's perfect. There's so much extra money that you're garnishing there.
Yeah.
Another huge advancement that they've recently made was that Ori BTC bridge. So you're getting native BTC that is able to flow into the Ori ecosystem and be all that liquidity from Bitcoin is now being able to be used within the Cosmos ecosystem, within Ori's ecosystem, etc. So
yeah,
I think that bridge is actually quite massive.
And they've gone one step further. Like the Ori BTC is amazing. Obviously, this, you know, Bitcoin ETFs are fueling this bull run until this present moment, but they're also fully EVM compatible now. So any developers, Solidity, whatever, that they want to build EVM apps, they can now port right into Orichain. So they, you know, Cosmos, they've always been kind of aligned with the Cosmos ecosystem. And one of the best things about Cosmos has been the interoperability, but now they're really delivering on that promise. And now Orichain is open to all EVM developers. It's ported with Bitcoin. So the barriers to entry into the Orichain ecosystem have been much, much lowered. And you even talk about like things like the O-Wallet. The O-Wallet, which is the native wallet for Arai Chain. That's where we personally stake our Arai tokens. They're continuing to expand the O-Wallet with more connections into DeFi, staking, dApps, Cosmos ecosystem. So the wallet's improving. The EVM compatibility is improving. The connections to Bitcoin are improving. It looks like it's going to be a lot easier for money to flow into the Arai Chain ecosystem when, you know, the market does pick up.
Yeah, and there's some catalysts kicking around right now too, which I think are going to catch a lot of people by surprise. And this, you know, there's some rumors floating around. If you go through the Telegram group and stuff, you can all find this. One is they're tapping into this $3 million ecosystem fund. So that's a lot of capital that they can utilize. But there's some interoperability expansion. Yeah, they had the EVM compatibility that they just rolled out or are continuing to roll out to access everything Ethereum DeFi. But it sounds like there might be some XRP Ledger connections in addition to Solana and Ton, which is catapulted into a top 10 project.
Yeah, that's interesting because, yeah, Ton coin, top 10 project, still kind of under the radar for a lot of people. XRP, everyone loves XRP, and Solana potentially. So there's interoperability is becoming a staple of what Arai Chain is doing. The fact that they've integrated with a bunch of stuff and are going to be integrating with more huge protocols moving forward, I think Arai Chain is going to continue to establish themselves as one of the top AI projects. It's been one of our top AI picks right next to BitTensor for, you know, a couple of years now.
Yeah, we watched it go from $2 up to $20.
Like, yeah, and I'm staking my entire bag. My entire Arai Chain bag has been staked. I'm earning excellent APY on it. This is one of our long-term picks for AI, for crypto in general, and I think it's 100% undervalued right now. Like, I think this thing could do at least another 10x or more when liquidity starts to turn around in the market. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's a project that ticks all the boxes from an AI perspective. They also have the Oracle. They're leveraging their Oracle for the AI RWAs too, which I think is going to be a massive, massive narrative moving forward when BlackRock starts to tokenize everything and we start to see the headlines again. This is going to be one of those slept-on projects that I see catapulting to $100 from its $15. 100%. Whatever it's sitting at now.
Absolutely. So, hey, look, if there's any other massively undervalued altcoins that we missed on this episode, we're always happy to do a part two for most undervalued altcoins. So let us know in the comments. We always check. So if you've got any ideas, any coins, any gems we need to see, leave them in the comments.
And then make sure you tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.